Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God.
Blog Talk Radio.
But victory or defeat, it's up to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, family, open up your mouth and just thank Him right where you are. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, come on, come on. Let's enter in this morning with all faith. Amen. Trust in God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enter in this morning with all faith. Amen. To receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We didn't come to be the same. We come to be changed this morning. Amen. How many come to be changed this morning? Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare you to be the head of our life and the lifter of our head. So we enter in this day on one accord with all faith. Amen. The by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Enter in and just say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. If you just open up your mouth this morning and just thank them. Amen. Lord,
Yeah,
we will speak with the boldness and the confidence of power.
Holy Ghost, that we would not have to speak of the world, say, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Awesome.
Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let ourselves be honored by you, Father God. In the name of We know that you want us to live disease-free and sickness-free, stress-free, and therefore, We decree and declare, according to your word, that we are healthy, and we are physically sick, sick with the disease apart from us. And by your stripes, we are healed. They are healed. We are set free from all illnesses and diseases. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, Lord, we give thank you, Lord, this morning. We decree and declare your goodness, amen, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare victory over every area of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, depression, you have no root in us. We command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Worry, anxiety, we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We come against every spirit of confusion, frustration, procrastination, stagnation, destruction, and death. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We decree and declare that we are delivered from every stronghold, messenger of Satan right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we walk in our newness, amen, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for we are the salt of the world, hallelujah, my Lord, the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree the path that it is all what I will pay this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we will not be denied, amen, we will not take any count of this or substitute, for we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God, Christ Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for we are the righteousness of God, amen. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the fruit of the Spirit operating in us. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. For you've done it all. Amen. For you left it undone. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. As we humble ourselves, oh God, do a new work in us and those in our family. Amen. Lord, it's our prayer this morning that all be saved. That all will come to you.
Yeah.
That they may receive the gift of salvation. Amen. That we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come against every attack of Satan in his ages right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that every net that the enemy has laid out for us, of those in our family, and all that we love to be entangled and trapped in, may they be entangled and trapped in their own nets. Amen. And every pit that is done for us and those in our family, may they fall in their own pits and be consumed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare all that is well with us in our home. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare your goodness right now. We decree and declare that you are with us, that you're calling upon you right now, that you release your grace over even more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we call upon your Elohim, the Father, all powerful one creator. We call upon your Jehovah Shabbat. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, huh? Oh Lord, bless us. When you bless, oh God, bless us. When you multiply, oh God, multiply us with thy goodness and thy favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, huh? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh Lord, we bless your holy name this morning.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask Jesus, saying, what is it that you would have for us to do, oh God? And Lord, we ask that you would be our strength, that we would fulfill every assignment, oh God, that you have placed in our hands, amen. Making no excuses, oh God, amen. We're trusting you all the way, and we decree and declare this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk by faith and not by sight, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, help us not to be tempted with the word and things or possessions or people of this world. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, oh God. And those things that are above, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we just want to bless your name this morning. We come to bless your name, Father. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, fill these your temples this morning. As we come to this line this morning, believing and trusting your God, fill these your temples with as much your kind of glory as possible, that man will see your glory upon your God and know that we've been sent by you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless
you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, have mercy. Lead us in prayer this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. That we would not pray selfish prayers, oh God, but according to thy will, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. As we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh Lord. Let thy will be done. We bind our will with your will, Heavenly Father, in our mind to the mind of Christ, oh God, so that you may have full access in us, oh God, to do your will. For your word says, oh God, to give us an expected and a hope in the future. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name this morning, Father God. I come this morning lifting up my angel this morning, Lord. And Father God, I pray that you touch your heart, oh God. Let our heart be the rhythm of life. Lord, I pray that you will speak to the blood of God, your daughter. For we know that life of the flesh is in the blood of God. Lord, we ask that let peace reign in her over, oh God. Make her a peacemaker. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you raise her clean heart, oh God. That you will speak to her in this very hour, oh God. That you will call her life to you this moment, oh God, that she may receive, oh God, and be a changed woman, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for her. I say that. Oh, Lord, we love you. And we bless your holy name. We lift up Angela this morning, Father God. Lord, we ask that your peace reign over her. And Lord, we ask that you encamp your heart angels around and keep her, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you will offer her steps, Father God. It can't shut up. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Now lift up our eight classes this morning, Father God. Lord, I ask that you do a new work in her, even right now, God. Hallelujah. Touch her eyes, oh God. Touch her ears. Touch her mouth, oh God. Let it be anointed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Doing a new thing in her right now, Father God. Even as we pray, oh God, that every tear that she cried, God, that joy would just come and overtake her. Hallelujah. The unspeakable joy, oh God, that you have for your children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, right now, God. We pray for our children, oh God. We pray for you and your people. Pick them in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll never. Father God, we just want to say thank you, God, because we know that you can do all things, but tell us, no mighty, oh God, in the heart of the children, oh God, yeah, right now, oh God, we decree and a crown new beginnings right now. We decree and a crown victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us to not complain and murmur, having and murmuring in our mouth, oh God, but to just be grateful, oh God, giving you praise all the day.
Yes.
And we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you.
As we enter in this morning, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word, for your word is true, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
we ask
you,
that you allow the word to take root and manifest in us. Let it be engraved on our hearts tonight, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace, Father God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is up to us. In Jesus' name, our sight, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name for traveling grace and mercy for those of us that are traveling right now. Hallelujah. And those of us that will be traveling, oh God, and those in our family. We pray for traveling grace and mercy right now, Lord.
that your blessings are not going and coming on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask that Jesus ain't let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Over every family member and loved one, hallelujah, all that we have in home, all that we have. Over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today and those in our family and ones may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, I shall condemn it. We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
We decree and declare with our faith. Amen. We enter in this morning together with our combined faith that it is so and shall be delivered. We thank you for the change and clone. We receive the change for the goodness of the Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
It's Jesus' name.
To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Father.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Welcome, family. Welcome this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes.
Good morning. Yes, Lord.
Good morning.
It is a new month, a new day. Amen. We're in the month of November.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank you, God, for keeping us. Glory, glory. The devil is defeated. Amen. I hope you woke up knowing the devil is already defeated. Amen. Victory is won. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about it. It's already done.
Yes.
Amen. Good morning, family. This time I call your name.
Amen.
And we want to welcome you this morning. Hallelujah. Hey, Bernadine, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
God bless you, too. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm thankful. I'm blessed. I'm doing fine. I'm good.
Amen.
In the name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Aunt Bernadine. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to have you on the line this morning and see you at the top of the list early this morning. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hey,
right,
Classy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing great. Good morning, family. I thank God for waking me up this morning.
Good morning.
Closed in my right mind. And I'm happy
Lord.
To be on the prayer line this morning. I just want the family to know that Bishop Timmons called me and woke me up at 3 o'clock the other morning. He's doing great. So the prayers that you've been praying for him is really helping him out. And I thank God for this, that beautiful prayer you just gave. And God bless you. And I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank God.
We thank God for the testimony. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. What a God. What a God.
Amen.
What a God.
Amen. We trust God for the more. He's got a more than enough. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
how many know you ain't seen nothing yet? Amen. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Hallelujah. I know that's right.
Glory to God. Thank
you.
Amen.
God,
God bless you, A-Class. We love you so much. We thank God for it. It's always
love
good to hear
your
voice on the man. Amen.
Thank
glory
you.
To God. Thank you. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth and May, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Say good morning, Mother. Say good morning to your family.
Good morning, sister.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. All right.
All right.
All right.
Good morning, Ruth and May.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Good.
Man.
This is Liza Jane. You doing all right this morning?
Yeah. Sure. All right.
Dang.
Amen.
Yeah. God, what a God. What a God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for my sister. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning.
God bless us. God keep us. Another Saturday morning.
Amen.
We're doing good. To God be the glory. Good.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
So good to hear y'all both on the line this morning. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. And we thank God for you both. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. 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 Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Bear, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning. We're doing good. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to y'all. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Bear.
Good morning.
We're doing good on this good Saturday morning.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear both of y'all on the line this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And we just lifting you up in prayer, Cousin Bonnie. Good to have you back on this Saturday morning to be with us again in position.
Good to be back
Amen.
On.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless you. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing just super great. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm just sitting here thinking about God's grace and mercy brought us and here we are online and talking about him. I mean, God is just amazing. Can't thank him enough. I wake up during the night, I thank him. I just go around thanking him all day. Because talking to seeing to do everything. Without God, we can't do nothing. He's everything.
Amen.
Praise him. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, I could praise him all day long.
Yes,
Lord. I'm done. I'm going to hang on so I won't shout. If I miss on the end,
it's the perfect time to do it.
May
everybody else catch fire.
He's worthy of our praise. Yep.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Amen.
God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Earlene. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear you on the line. Just shout. Hallelujah. You move to shout.
Yes.
Just shout. Come on now. Let's go ahead and shout. Glory to God. You ain't got to wait to shout. Shout right now. Hallelujah. I decree that now in your shout. Healing will take place, amen. Hallelujah. I decree and declare your child deliverance will take place. I decree and declare your child that blessings will overtake you and run you down. I decree and declare your child that favor, hallelujah, will take you over. Will shatter your life. I decree and declare in your shout that your children will be delivered and set free. I decree and declare your shout that unity will come in your family, amen. I decree and declare your shout that breakthrough will take place in the name of Jesus Christ and your fire, in your support, in your healing. In your deliverance and all that you trust in God for.
Amen.
I decree the cross that you just shout right now. It shall be done. Hallelujah. I want you to understand when things go up, when things come down. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just open up your mouth and just shout glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I decree and declare your shout that you will call me to praise to the Lord our God in your walk, in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare your shout that the anointing, hallelujah, that the Bible will destroy the yoke of bondage in your life. I decree and declare your shout that your children will be delivered from every addiction in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Good God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's not just for Cousin Earlene. It's for everybody that's on the line. Hallelujah. I decree and declare in your shout that your children will be delivered in the name of name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare your shout. Those of your children that have prayer, that they will come back to Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare your shout.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What a God. What a God. What a God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
And what it's done for me. Hallelujah. How many of you know y'all can bundle? How many know that Jesus set you free? And if Jesus set you free, you're free indeed. There ain't no going back, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shit, I'm gonna shit there. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say or speak in your ear. You got to declare and declare over yourself. You got to talk to the devil and say, I'm free. It ain't nothing you can do about it, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shit, come on. My Lord, my God. I believe I was watching some movie one day. I can't remember the name of it. But the man, I think it was a woman or a man. Oh, it was a husband. Yes. He told the wife if she leave, he was going to put a bullet in her head. And she just kept on walking. Hello. She said, well, whatever you're going to do, go ahead and do it. When you got that
my
kind of faith that God got you,
Lord,
and it had to protect you from it, when the enemy got a gun pointed at your head, that you can turn and walk and say, hey, whatever you're going to do, go ahead and do it. I'm going to keep on moving. I'm going to keep on going because God got me. It ain't nothing that you can do. Because the way the Bible tells me, if God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know your own win inside, amen. That you can look the devil in the face and say, do whatever you think you're going to do, but I'm going to keep on walking. Hallelujah. They can't do nothing but sit on down.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you got that visual. My Lord, my God. I think it was Tina Turner. I think I pulled the gun on and she said, hey, you just got to do what you're going to do. But I'm about to get up out of here.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. God bless you, Cousin Earl. Set me on fire. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Ooh, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let me get back to you. Hey. Glory to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Thank you.
I'm blessed this morning. God woke up to a brand new day and a brand new month, and I thank the Lord, and I'm feeling good in my body. In the grace of God, I'm feeling good. And all of my aunties and cousins on the line, they sound good to me this morning, and we just praising the Lord. He done brought us down to the 11th month of the year. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Doretha. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice on the line this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Mama Carolyn, God bless you. Welcome, Mama. How you doing and how you been?
Good blessed morning from Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing good because guess what? I'm on the prayer line. That means he woke me up this morning.
Yes,
I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't have no complaints. If I do, I'm going to keep it to myself. Amen.
My Lord, my God. Amen. God bless you, Mom. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Lord, I give it
thank
all
you.
Over to you, Father. And I walk in that peace that God gives. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mom. We love you. Thank God for you. So good to hear you on the line this morning. I was waiting to see if you was going to pop in this morning.
I was popping up.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Mama. Ain't Eliza Jane, welcome. God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing great.
Amen.
I'm doing good. We had a storm last night, but the sun is trying to come out today. Thank God. Done for me, and as the song say, I won't complain.
I have a
few aches and pains like all old people do, but like Carolyn
Amen.
Said, I'm thankful for the pain that I had, the little pains that
Amen.
I have. I don't have no
pain,
no worries.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that. And I'm going to say, like Carolyn said, the few that I have, I'm going to keep them to myself.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Jesus. Praise God. Jesus. I come against every pain, ache, and discomfort in the name of Jesus. Amen. I decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare all is well. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare victory. Amen. We decree and declare, Lord, you to be our healer, so we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so excited this morning. I just thank God for being here and being in position one more time. And I don't take life for granted. I don't take the day. You know, a lot of us take the day for granted, but I don't take the day for granted. I just thank God throughout the day. Like Cousin Earlene said, I'm just in a place of gratefulness through the whole day, just thanking God, you know, every hour through the day, just thanking you, Father God, hallelujah, that you've helped me right now, amen, hallelujah, that I'm able to walk, I'm able to see, I'm able to feel, I'm able to feed myself, amen. Mm-hmm. I know who I am and whose I am and where I am, amen. Some of us in the place, we don't even know how we got there, amen, but I thank God I should have get there, that God has kept me, amen. When you realize that it ain't nothing that you've done to keep yourself, amen. A lot of people, they do the upkeep, but I want you to know it's God that keeps you, amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There are many people that somebody got to bathe them, got to feed them, how to get them up off the bed, but because you're able, you got to thank God because he's made it, hallelujah, available and ready for you. Every time I can stand up, every time I can, hallelujah, put my eyes on my children, call my mama on the phone, and she said, good blessed morning, daughter. Good blessed morning, daughter. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know I just feel excited. Because I know it's nothing that I have done. Hallelujah. Knowing that my heart, my heavenly father has kept my mother. Amen. Knowing my heavenly father has kept my children, my grandchildren. And when I get on this line on stage, and knowing that he's kept God, amen, I get excited. I want that. And I can't complain. I don't know how to do it. Amen. Hey, now. Come on now.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
I'm set free. I'm made new. I'm a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The old has passed away. The new has come. You can mourn on the old woman I used to be. Amen. Because she's dead and gone. But I show up today, a new woman with a renewed mind, with new desires. Amen. Hallelujah. I've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. I can't go back. Amen. Woo! When you get the taste of the sea, you know that God is good. That God is able. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. If he did it before, guess what? He'll do it again.
Right. Yeah.
I want to say, family, we are not riding on yesterday's mercy and grace. The Bible tells us he did and loads us with benefits. That means we get new mercies and new grace. My
Thank you.
God. Hey, 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 hey. Hallelujah. Woo!
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. I'm like Cousin Irene this
morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hold on there. Hey, hey. Glory to God. God bless you all. God bless your family. I'm telling you all, I'm in a place of so much joy. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. I have this. I'm coming. Thank you, Jesus. I'm coming.
Thank you.
Holy Ghost.
I'm coming.
Thank you, Lord. By your spirit.
What a God.
Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. Right now, Lord. Whatever it is, amen. Hallelujah. I speak on this line today. Whatever it is, hallelujah. Just give it all to God right now. Hallelujah. Your hands ain't big enough. Hallelujah. Give it to God. He got the whole world in his hands. I want you to understand he is able. Hallelujah. I say, come on, he is able. He is able.
God.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Come on in. We thank you, Lord. Ooh, we bless your name, God. Amen. Glory to God. I just thank God. Hallelujah. I can't thank him enough. I can't thank him enough. Amen. I can't thank him enough. I want to encourage you today, if you would just stay in faith. Amen. If you would just live there. Yeah, if you would just live there. Amen. Hallelujah. If you would just live in faith. There's nothing that God won't do for you if you would just live in faith. The enemy, it is his plot, plan, agenda all day long, not just some days. I want you to know all day long to get you to come out of that place of faith. But I encourage you today to live in faith.
Oh, Lord.
I'm coming. Oh, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. If you just live there, if you just live there, my sister, if you just live there, there's nothing that God cannot and will not do for you if you just live in faith and recognize the enemy. Amen. Even Jesus recognized his betrayer. Even Jesus recognized his enemy. If you would just stay in faith and know who your enemy is, that's trying to rob you, that's trying to come in and take you out of that place. Hallelujah. Trying to come into your house of faith to get you to come out with your anger, your rage, your unforgiveness, your bitterness, your complaining, your murmuring, your doubt. If you would just live in faith, that's nothing that God will not do for you. He will not withhold any good things from you. Amen? If you would just live there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't worry about death. Death's going to come. Amen. But guess what? You have the resurrection power working on the inside. You shall rise again. Amen.
Glory.
God bless you. God keep you. I'm coming. I'm letting the Holy Spirit just have his way this morning. Amen. Have your way, Lord Spirit. Oh, Lord. I'm coming. Woo. Follow me. Woo. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This morning we're coming out the book of Romans chapter 1. Hallelujah. Chapter 1 verse 18 through 23. Amen. Hallelujah. I lift up Kim this morning. We pray traveling grace for Cousin Kim and God's blessing and favor upon her life. She's normally on the line. And Cousin Shonda Neese, want to make sure that we are praying as they're traveling. Amen. Wherever they are right now, peace of God, the joy of the Lord. Be with them in their strength, amen, and God's hedge of protection around them. And we look forward to hearing back on the line here. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray to God with glory, amen. Yes, Mama, it is Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 23. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 23. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 23, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them." Verse 20 says, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Verse 21 says, "Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." Verse 22 says, "Professing to be wise, they became fools." Verse 23 says, "And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible men and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things." What is the Bible saying to us as we apply the word of God to our life and understanding what was spoken then and how it applies to us now?
Why is God angry at sinful people? I tell you, because they have substituted the truth about him with a fantasy of their own imagination. They have shifted the truth. They have suffered the truth of God, the natural the revelation of God and who God is. See, they have stifled the truth of God naturally and revealed to all people in order to believe anything that supports their own self-centered lifestyles. God cannot tolerate sin because his nature is morally perfect. He cannot ignore or condone such willful rebellion. God wants to remove the sin and restore the sinner, amen? And he is able to, as long as the sinner does not stubbornly distort or reject the truth. But his anger erupts against those who persist in sinning. Make sure you are not pursuing a fantasy rather than the true God. Amen. Don't suppress the truth about him merely to protect your own lifestyle. Many are doing this day. Hallelujah. They're calling wrong right and right wrong. Amen. They're calling sugar salt and salt sugar. When we look in the book of Romans, here it develops Paul's argument that no one can claim by his own or her own efforts or merit to be good in God's sight. Not the masses, not the Romans, not even the Jews. All people, and I say that, family, all people everywhere deserve God's condemnation for their sin. The question this morning is, does anyone have an excuse for not believing in God? The Bible answers an emphatic no. It's no. It's an emphatic no. God has revealed what he is like in all and through his creation. Every person, therefore, either accepts or rejects God. I want us to not be fooled. When the day comes for God to judge your response to him, no excuses will be accepted. Begin today to give your devotion and worship to him. Amen. In these verses, Apostle Paul answers a common objection. How could a loving God send anyone to hell, especially someone who has never heard about Christ? In fact, Apostle Paul says, God has revealed himself plainly in the creation of all people, and yet people reject even this basic knowledge of God. Also, everyone has an inner sense of what God requires, but they choose not to live up to it. Amen? I want us to understand. I'm going to put it another way. People's moral standards are always better than their behavior. If people suppress God's truth in order to live their own way, they have no excuse. They know the truth, and they will have to endure the consequences of ignoring that truth. Amen? We have to deal with those consequences. When you ignore the truth, when you decide, I'm going to go my own way, I'm just going to be me. God knows my heart. No, there's something for you to do. Now you made a decision, I'm going to do me, and God just going to have to understand how I am because he know my heart. There is something for you to do. See, some people wonder why we need missionaries. If people can know about God through nature, the creation, the answer I'm going to give to us, Sam, is one, although people know that God exists, they suppress the truth by their wickedness and their refusal. They refuse to have a relationship with him. See, missionaries sensitively expose their error and point to them a new beginning. See, although people may believe there is a God, they refuse to commit themselves to him. So missionaries, amen, see, with the gospel public ministry that we have, we're called to go ye therefore. We're called to go out. So as missionaries, we help persuade them through both loving words and caring actions. Missionaries convince people who reject God of the danger consequences of their actions. Missionaries help the church obey the great commission of our Lord, amen. See, most importantly, through nature reveals God, who he is in his creation. People need to be told about Jesus and how through him they can have a personal relationship with God. Knowing that God exists is not enough. People must learn that God is loving. They must understand what he did to demonstrate his love for us. Amen. They must be shown how to accept God's forgiveness of their sins. What kind of God does nature reveal to us? Nature shows us a God of might. If you just take the time out to look at all God's creation, amen, the trees, amen, the birds, the flowers, I mean, we got chickens in the basket, the chickens and how they operate, you know, just ourselves because we didn't put ourselves together, amen, hallelujah, to construct how the heart beats and how the blood flows through the body, how oxygen plays a big important part in how we live and, hallelujah, how we continue to live. I want us to understand, hallelujah, what God, his true nature shows us God of might, his intelligence and his
intricate details. A God of order and beauty, a God who controls powerful forces. This is a general revelation, family, through special revelation, which is the Bible and the coming of Jesus. We learn about God's love and forgiveness and the promises of eternal life. See, God has graciously given us both sources that we may fully believe in him. Hallelujah. I'm about to wrap up here this morning because we need to hear this morning. Amen. God reveals his divine nature and personal qualities through creation, even though creation's testimony has been distorted by the fall. Adam's sin resulted in a divine curse upon the whole natural order. Thorns and thistles were an immediate result, and natural disasters have been common from Adam's day to ours. Apostle Paul says that nature itself is eagerly awaiting its own redemption from the effects of sin. The world is answering to that sin that man has corrupted this world. You see all kind of disasters going around the world, not just here in the United States, but in other countries. I'm talking about the world itself. How could intelligent people turn to idolatry? And I'm going to wrap up here, family. Idolatry begins when people reject what they know about God. Instead of looking to him as the creator and sustainer of life, they see themselves as the center of the universe. Hey, hallelujah. They soon invent gods that are convenient projections of their own selfish plans and decrees. These gods may be wooden figures, but they may also be goals or things we pursue, such as money and power or comfort. They may even be a misrepresentation of God himself, making God in our image instead of the reverence of God. Amen. The common denominator is this. Idolaters worship the things God made rather than God himself.
Lord have mercy.
Is there anything you feel you can't live without? Is there any priority greater than God? Do you have
None.
A dream you would sacrifice everything to realize it?
No.
Does God take first place in your life?
Excuse me.
Do you worship God or idols or of your own making? Apostle Paul clearly portrays the inevitable downward spiral in sin. First, people reject God. Next, they make up their own ideas of what a God should be and do. And then they fall into sin, sexual sin, greed, hatred, envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, and gossip. I pray this day, with this word this day for us, family, that we not just keep it to ourselves, but we would give it to others. Amen. We would preach this word to others. We would minister this word to others. Amen. I pray that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers all right. of this word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless your family. God bless you. I pray that you receive that word. I pray that it take root. I pray that you have an understanding of that word and that immediately you apply the word of God to your life. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. This time we're going to have our petition. If you have anything you have to petition in prayer, please do so when I call your name. If not, just say amen, and then I'll do our comprehensive prayer as we wrap up here on our prayer line. God bless you all. Amen. Hey, Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and your family. And my prayer is still to continue for our cousin, Bishop Claude Timmons. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, as we come this morning, oh God, with combined faith, hallelujah, your daughter, she brings up your son, your bishop, oh God, that you've called him, oh God, to do the work here. Amen. To go eat there for God, to preach your word, to preach the good news, oh God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, 1 Kings 3:14, and if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands as David your father did, I will give you long life. So we decree and declare long life over him right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray, oh God, that he be delivered from all that's not of you right now. Oh Lord, for you know the heart of man, oh God. You know all things, oh God, that are hidden. So Lord, we pray for deliverance right now for his life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that healing spring forth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that send your word and he shall be healed. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare his healing on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, praise Jesus. God bless you, Anne Bernstein. We love you so much. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And Cassie, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the wonderful prayer this morning. You prayed a prayer to heaven got to you. I thank God for you, and I love you. Just keep praying and preaching His word. God bless you and keep you, and I love you.
God bless
you. Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
I love you too. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Yes. All is well.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Cousin Brenda Dale and Auntie Ruth, God bless you. Go ahead.
God continue to bless all of us with more wisdom,
yes,
knowledge,
Lord,
and understanding of His divine word.
Yes,
I pray that my mom
yes,
will continue to grow strong, and as she
yes.
grow in age, grow in grace, strengthen
yes, Lord.
All the caregivers, me and Bunny
yes.
and Ann and all the rest of us.
Yes.
I think most families
amen.
Are taking care of somebody, so God bless us all. He'll give us that
yes, Lord.
Love that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. To God
yes.
be the glory.
To
yes.
God be the glory.
Yes,
yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. We touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, as we come together,
yes.
God, with all faith, combined faith, on one accord with your daughter this morning and all that she's petitioning
yes.
and prayer, oh God. We ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let it be so, Father God, according to thy will. Amen. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, remove every delay, oh God, to our blessing, oh God, to our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you will continue to be the strength of our mother, oh God. Lord, that she will grow more in grace, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and all that we pray for this morning. We just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that you divinely intervene and hallelujah and turn it all around for the good of your daughters. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Psalm 103 and 10 right now. He has not dealt with us, hallelujah, as our sins deserve or repaid us according to our sins. Amen. We decree and declare Psalm 111 and 48. Amen. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. Amen. We decree and declare this soul for those in our family and all that's on the line today and more. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Psalm 112 and 14, hallelujah, that says sunrise breaks through the darkness for good people, amen. God's grace and mercy and justice, amen. We decree and declare it over your life and all that you love and concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your grace, oh God.
Thank you,
we thank you for the more in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah
you,
to your name, God. And, Lord, we pray that you will be the strength of your daughters that you're placed in position to care, hallelujah, for your children, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let your joy overtake them. Let your peace, oh God, reign in their lives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus
amen.
Christ. And Lord, when you bless them, oh God. Oh Lord, bless them and overflow them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare all is well with you. And
oh,
it's
yes.
in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. God bless you both. We love you. Cousin Brenda Dale and Auntie Vicky, man, we love you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. God continue blessing our families and everybody that's on the line and your YouTube. And continue blessing my health and strength and just giving me the strength
yes,
and all the caregivers to continue doing what
yes,
we need
sir.
To do.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you have anything to bless? Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. No, I didn't. I didn't say it all. You can say something, too.
Thank you.
What you want to pray for this morning?
For me. Pray for me this morning and all of my sisters and brothers and mothers and father.
Yes.
Yes,
yes, Lord. You're all in the prayer line.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I receive it in the
amen.
Name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we come in through his precious blood, oh God, Lord, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ and the life of your daughters, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen them. I decree and declare First Samuel
yes.
2 and 4 right now. The weapons of the strong are smashed, hallelujah,
yes.
to pieces, amen, while the weak are infused
yes.
with a fresh strength right now. So I decree and declare that fresh strength be upon
amen.
You right now, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ and all that's in your home and love and concerned about, amen. I decree and declare the strength
yes.
of the Lord is with you right now, that you have
have the strength to crush any army, amen, and scale the walls of the enemy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let peace reign over your children, amen. Let peace reign on the job. Let peace reign in a marriage. Let peace reign in the life of our children, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, your blessing, oh, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that your blessing will overtake, oh, God, and run it down in the name of Jesus Christ. And that we decree in the power with all faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
For
God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Cousin Bonnie and Amir, God bless you. We love you. We thank God for
you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Cousin Irmaine, God bless you. Go ahead.
Praying for you and your family. Thank you so much for that prayer and breaking down Romans so clearly. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Again, you know, caregivers, they are so, so special. And I request a prayer for them as usual because they need it.
And then also,
it's everywhere. I mean, we just need prayer. Yeah, we
need
strength.
Yes, Lord.
That's it.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Heavenly Father,
thank
in the mighty
you.
Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come, oh God, on one accord with your daughter, petitioning, oh God, and believing, oh God, for
Lord,
a mighty move in the life of every caregiver, oh God, oh Lord, in the life of your children around the world, oh God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, for your help, oh God, as we cry out to say, oh God, that you would deliver us, oh God, all the all that's not of you in the name of Jesus Christ, out of every trouble, oh God, and Lord, we pray, oh God,
Lord,
that you would continue to be the strength of your children, amen, and Lord, I pray in Jesus' name right now that your children will operate with the wisdom that you give, oh God, that they will operate according to your godly counsel, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help them right now that they will not become weary, oh God, in good things, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. When you bless, oh God, bless them, oh God. Hallelujah, you multiply, multiply them, oh God, in thy strength, thy peace, thy joy, thy protection, oh God, and thy favor, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. I decree in Psalm 29:11, the Lord gives strength to his people, amen. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree in the class Psalm 118:14, the Lord is our strength and our song, and he has retained my salvation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree in the class Psalm 73:26 right now, our flesh and our heart fail, but God is the strength of our heart and our portion forever. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare over you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 64:11, God said to me once and for all the strength and power you need flows from me. So we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The power that flows from my heavenly Father is already available for us to receive it if we can believe it. So, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you will increase our faith right now so we can receive that power from you that flows from heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I
pray
and
declare
it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, cousin. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
My request is just thank the Lord. Mine is just thanking the Lord this morning because he's been so good to all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come offering a praise of thanksgiving this morning, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your promises of yes and amen. We thank you, Lord God, for your hedge of protection. We thank you for life. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that you sent, oh God, because you love us so much to save us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary. We thank you for the finished work that you left nothing undone. We thank you that your blood, hallelujah, heals us and delivers us and sanctifies us. Amen. It makes all things new, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we can decree
thank
in a prayer right now that we are redeemed. Hallelujah, words, and let the redeemed say so. So we say so today that we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Reconciled back to God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Dorita. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Mama, Carolyn. God bless you, Mama. Go ahead.
Good blessed morning. My prayer is for healing, continue healing, supposed to walk with the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lisa Plorn, their family was sick. Tashay, lifting up for a financial blessing. She supposed to came on this morning, but she didn't. But she's living up financial blessing for her.
Yes, Lord.
For everybody.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God this morning as we come, Father. We come believing in that all may receive, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, as the friends of the paralytic man brought him to Jesus, amen, with all their faith, hallelujah, bringing him through the roof that Jesus spoke and said, by their faith that you are healed, amen, not by the faith of the paralytic, hallelujah, the paralytic, but by the faith of hallelujah, his friends, amen. So as we come with all faith, oh God, hallelujah, by our faith, Father God, on one accord as we come, oh God, we ask, oh God, let healing take place in the hallelujah, in the life and the body of your daughter, Twan, and all that's in our home right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that all things are in your hand, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, oh God. So, Lord, we ask that every need be met, oh God, of your daughters right now as we lift up to Shay in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare victory over them right now. Amen. We decree and declare turnaround right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that every need is met. Amen. That all is healed, delivered, and set free from every sickness, disease, known or unknown to man. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, but most of all we pray that their sins may be forgiven, that they may be washed and cleansed from all unrighteousness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. We pray most of all, oh God, that even in this hour, oh God, that you will call them nigh unto you, that they may receive from you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we're more concerned about their life, amen, than we are about their kindness. We're more concerned about their salvation, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that your people lean over me, oh God, that they would speak, oh God, with a new tongue, even right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of the living God, move on them right now. Move in them right now. Anything that's not of you, let it be removed and taken out the way, in the name of Jesus Christ, and replace it all of you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for divine order, oh God, for their life and guidance and leading with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith that it is so, and it shall be no more. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. 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 God bless you, Mama. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Ain't Eliza thing. God bless you. Go ahead. Hey, Eliza Jane.
Sorry, I had it on mute. My prayer this morning is to, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My prayer this morning is to build a fence around our children and our grandchildren. There's so much wicked stuff going on in this world today. So let's just pray for our children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, all our young folks, because they need
Lord,
it.
Yes, Lord. We thank God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for your hedge of protection, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your warring angels that you encamped around us, oh God. This day we come, oh God, praying and lifting up our children and our grandchildren, children to come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that your hedge of protection, oh God, of your warring angels, oh God, will be around them, oh God, keeping them from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray that they will operate with godly wisdom. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, that they will not be tempted by the worldly things or people possessions of this world, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that they will keep their mind stayed on you, oh, God, that they will seek you more, oh, God, that they will find you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that you will remember us, oh, God, and bring our children out, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And your word says in the book of Genesis, oh, God, that you remembered Abraham and brought Lot out, oh, God. So, Lord, we pray, oh, God, the same for us, oh, God, that you will remember us, oh, God, as your grandmothers and mothers, oh, God, amen, family and loved ones, oh, God, and that you will bring them out in the name of Jesus Christ out of harm's way, oh, God, amen. Yeah. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over our children, amen, over our grandchildren, children to come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ cover them and protect them. And wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for your inner life of gain. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, my prayer petition is for that God will continue to bless and heal and keep and strengthen, guide, and God will continue to just fill us all with his Holy Spirit, that we will live in the place of faith and trust in God for all things and in all things, because all things belong to God and all things are in God's hand, that we could just stay in that place. Amen. When we fall down and realize that we have the resurrection power to get up again, for the Bible says that all have fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. That we can get back up again because we have Christ in us. Amen. The resurrection power is where it says, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. And if you have Christ in you, you're able to get back up again. You're able to release the grace that God has given us. Amen. That we can give it to our brothers and sisters forgiven, not seven times, but 77 times, seven in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Withholding nothing. Amen. Withholding nothing. Amen. Do not withhold any good thing. Hallelujah. Because God will not withhold it from you. But if you withhold it from others, God will withhold it from you. Amen. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I pray for the life, health, and strength of my husband, Pastor Dorothy Manning, our children, our grandchildren, our church family members and friends. I pray for unity in the body of Christ. Amen. There's been so much division. I pray for unity in the body of Christ. We have been called together. Amen. We've called to be one in Christ. Amen. So I pray for unity. I pray for the increase of love in the heart of men. Amen. That peace will be upon the land, in the land. I pray that God will heal the land in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. At this time, today, I'm just going to pray a quick prayer here as we leave the line here. And then I'll call your name if you have anything to say. We'll do so at that time. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly
thank
Father,
you,
we come in and in with all faith, oh God. We combine faith on one accord on today. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, oh God, that change will surely come, oh God. Lord God, I pray, oh God, that we all be ready when you come, oh God. That we don't have to see ourselves believing, oh God, that we've done it all, oh God. Amen. That we don't need help, oh God. But Lord, I come asking for your help this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that you will help us all, oh God. For you know all things. For all things are in your hands, oh God, Lord. Lord, there's something, oh God, that we're not sure about, Father God. Amen. That we're operating in that's your will, oh God. Let it be exposed, oh God, to us right now, oh God. That it may be taken out the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we want to do your will, oh God. So we surrender our will over to your will right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us, oh God, that our thoughts be pure, holy, and righteous unto you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not giving the enemy a way in, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name with all faith, oh God, with all that I am, oh God, that you call me to be, oh God. That all be delivered, oh God. Hallelujah. From the works of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let no evil communication, oh God, proceed from our lips, oh God, but we will speak your word, oh God,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, of our Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father. It is you that given us the power and authority that we can decree a thing that shall be established in this earth. So we decree the past victory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over every area of our life, oh God. We decree the past that we are delivered, amen, hallelujah, from every work of the devil, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us on today, God. Help us to do thy will, Lord. Honor our steps, oh God. We pray for divine position, oh God, and lead and guidance of the Holy Spirit of the living God right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, sanctify us with that truth, oh God. Lord, clean us up. I dip our full mind, body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare we come out, hallelujah, sanctified by the blood, redeemed by the blood, healed by the blood, made new by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord, for this baptism this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we baptize into the body of Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We speak life. We speak health. Healing. We speak of victory. I decree in the crowd we shall live. So we shall keep on living in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came that we may have life and life in abundance. Amen. We walk in that abundance on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. We decree in the crowd that we're a tree that bore fruit in this season. Amen. That we will not wither. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you for your word said that a good tree cannot bear bad fruit and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit that you can tell what type of tree it is by the fruit it bears. I decree and declare that we bear good fruit. Hallelujah, for we are a good tree. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We bless your holy name, Lord. Father God, as we come in Jesus' name, thank our Lord and Savior, we come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We come, oh God, and we lift up our sisters on the line today. And all that's attached to every child, amen, every grandchild. Lord, I lift up your daughter, Bernestine. I lift up your daughter, Carson. I lift up your daughter, Brenda Gale, your daughter, Ruth May, your daughter, Laverne, your daughter, Vera, your daughter, Earlene, Doreen, your daughter, Carol, and Eliza Jane. Oh, Lord, I lift up to you this day, God, that you may have your way, oh God, that you may move in them and own them, oh God, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all the good things in our lives. For you are the great of all things good. Father, we thank you for your presence right now. For in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence we are complete and whole. And in your presence we have purpose. And because of your presence, we're glad to be here. Father, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance. All the glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. And we humbly that we may prosper and humbly in all areas of our life, even as our soul prosper. Father, we thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But we thank you, Lord God, for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you for our life and your presence that's in it, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your mighty army that you provided for us, and we put on us the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, the sandals of peace, the shield of faith, the protection guards us from all the fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God that we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives. We place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the kingdom of God. And we ask you, Lord, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to be our guard and our shield about us. Take us into the cleft of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalm 91. We put your armor on us and we live and pray in complete dependence upon you and pray in the Spirit at all times and all occasions. Amen. Bless Heavenly Father. To God be the glory. Lord, we just want to say thank you for Lord, we leave this life and never your presence. We thank you that you're with us and that you're with us always, oh God. To the ends of the earth, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you that you love us for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you showed us how to love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare all is well with us.
that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord, that we are walking in our season of record-breaking miracles and our healing and our deliverance, the peace of the Lord, God's blessing and favor, God's mercy and grace, God's prosperity. We decree a restoration in this land this morning. Thank you for restoring us, oh God. We bless your holy name, Father. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All that we prayed for today on this land, we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, right where you are. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes. Amen. God bless your family. God keep you all at this time. I call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hallelujah. Ain't going to see. God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. I love you. Love you. Amen.
Amen. We love you, too. I love you so much. Ain't going to see. Amen. Amen. Ain't classy. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, and God bless you, and I love you.
I love you, too. God bless you, too. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruthame, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love you. I thank God for you both. Amen. We love y'all so much. Amen.
Love y'all.
Amen. Love you, too, A.T. Ruthame.
Love you too, sister.
God bless you, Auntie Ruthie Mae. We love you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless y'all. Go ahead.
God bless you and keep you. Amen. Mom.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
All praise and glory and praise and hallelujah to God. Yes. Love you, darling. And to God be the glory for it all. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you, Cousin Marlene. Amen. Cousin Marita, God bless you. Go ahead. Okay, maybe she died. I don't think I see you now. Amen. Mama Carolyn, go ahead, Mama. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Until we meet again next Saturday. Y'all have a blessed
amen.
Week.
Amen.
God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you, Mama. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We love you, Ain't Eliza Jane. God bless everyone that's on the line. Again, I thank God for you. It's been a blessing. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be on the line this morning.
Yes,
I'm trusting God for the more. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
More of him, less of
amen.
Me. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you know in the depth of your soul that God sees your need and he is meeting it right now. Amen. The answer is being provided even as we are here on this line today, trusting God for it all. You will discover the answer with exceeding joy, amen, and be blessed beyond imagination because the provision of God are greater than what we can ask or think, amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless y'all. Have a good day, Lord.
What a time, what a time.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, why?
just call me one time. That's all I really need, just one time. I can't wait till I see ya one time. One. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll